Can you imagine the level of a mind that watches wrestling?
The audience wants to see action, adventure, wrestling, and plenty of it.
Big men in tights, you know the drill.
Rammer Slammer.
Welcome to Rammer Slammer. This is Ben Flanagan, and we are now in post-WrestleMania week, and it's been lively, obviously, in WWE. If you watched Monday Night Raw and you watched SmackDown Live, you saw some debuts, some returns, you saw some shakeups, and that's going to lead us, obviously, to the Superstar Shakeup happening next week. And before we get there, I want to just quickly say a word about WrestleMania. This is not going to be a WrestleMania recap episode because, you know, I think everybody who watched it feels a certain way about it, and you know, the buildup was enough, and I think the consensus now is that WrestleMania 33 was largely a good show. Pretty much from top to bottom, it was solid. It was an improvement on WrestleMania 32, and for a lot of people, I know that it was one of the best WrestleManias in recent memory. It didn't have the satisfying conclusion that WrestleMania 30 or 31 had, but it was entertaining. Like, it was pretty solid and safe. They booked it really well. The matches were all for the most part, really good. And we saw a legend like The Undertaker retire on his terms and have a great moment there at the end for fans. So it was bittersweet, I know, for a lot of fans, because there are diehard people out there who consider Undertaker one of the greatest, if not the greatest, wrestlers of all time. So, yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it. I watched most of it, caught up on the pre-show, and I've been watching too much wrestling, I can tell you that much. But anyway, what we're going to focus on today is Roman Reigns. And we keep going back to this well, but it is just kind of the gift that keeps on giving in terms of this dialogue among fans about Roman Reigns and his place in WWE, his place in pro wrestling, and if he's going to work or if he isn't. Based on the push that Vince McMahon and the company have obviously given him, they believe in him and they think that he is the guy and he is the next face of the company, whereas the fans vehemently disagree. And so it's always interesting to see the give and take between the company and the fans, and the boos seem louder than ever. And on Monday night, we saw a really interesting segment where Roman came out there to a chorus of boos from the Orlando crowd, and he just stood there, soaked it in, took it all in, and said one line and walked away and got even more boos than he had when he walked out there. So it was an amazing segment. And to talk about this, I'm going to step aside and I'm going to make way for my brother Graham Flanagan up in New York and Ben Stark in Huntsville. And they're going to talk this thing out for a little bit about Roman Reigns. Graham's sort of on the side of liking Roman and liking where this is going right now in terms of where he stands between good guy and bad guy, if he even is one or the other. The fact that just getting your reaction is what WWE wants and what Roman Reigns wants. And Ben Stark is a little further on the other side of the fence in that he doesn't really like what's going on with Reigns. The booking hasn't been good, and they make their cases, and they talk about possible solutions moving forward. Before we get to their conversation, I want to play a quick clip from the latest Chris Jericho podcast, Talk is Jericho. It's a great episode where he talks to Roman Reigns for part of an hour and talk about his career, talk about his journey to WWE, which is really interesting. He seems like a really interesting, nice guy that seems liked in the back, as they say. But I want to play a clip where he talks about this heat that he's getting from fans, the fact that he gets booed and is getting the reaction that he's getting. And it's very interesting to hear it directly from Roman Reigns and his perspective on the whole thing. And I think that'll help frame Ben and Graham's conversation. So here's a clip from Talk is Jericho. And after that, you're going to get the conversation between Ben Stark and Graham Flanagan. Enjoy.
As long as you rub people some way,
as long as you're getting the reaction.
Yeah, man. Like, you have, like, a position in show business. Like, mm-hmm. This is the world that we live in today. Not everybody's going to like you. And people want to see you do good, but not that good.
Mm-hmm. There's always that little bit there.
And I think you agree with this 100% because I know you just are the way you are. You have to do you. Mm-hmm. You have to believe in you. You have to, you know, you're living your life. I'm living my life. Mm-hmm. So I can't go off of what everybody else mm-hmm. is saying. You know, I have my routine and the things that work for me. So I have to, and so far, things have worked out, so I need to just, you know, stay on the wheel.
I like how the boss has been doing it too, because he did the same thing with John, where people are like, just turn him heel. Guess what? If you turn heel or John turned heel, all the people that are booing you stop booing you.
Well,
they start cheering you.
But the thing right? is, if I turn heel, what am I? Am I just gonna like become like a chick? Like
that's
just
what
like
I mean.
Everything that's been done, or why not just be me?
Right. Let people decide.
Like, no one's ever been like me. No, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is an uncharted territory. It can be anything I want it to be. So why put myself on one side of
mm-hmm.
it? Why not just dabble? Why not have the full range? Do whatever mm-hmm. I want. The guy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's how I feel. Yeah. Like, I'm the one writing this at this point now. Like we have we're in a position, we can do anything we want as long as they make noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as they pay to see
and especially,
it.
Yeah, as long as they're coming, as long as they're making noise and have fun, man. Boo the shit out of me. I don't like as long if you and like if it's making you cooler with this dude and that dude next to you and y'all are having a great night, please say all you want to me. I'm a grown man. You're not gonna hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? Like my wife is not gonna think any differently of me.
Graham, how are you doing?
Hey Ben, morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, TGIF. So Ben, your brother, tasked us with kind of going over the state of the Roman, kind of where we're at on Roman Reigns, maybe talking about some of, you know, our experiences with his relatively short career up to this point. So I think you and I are on interesting, positions on the topic. So I think that's why he wanted to kind of get us together. Is that the feeling you got in terms of what he expects from us?
Yeah, and I think to talk about just the general conundrum that he may or may not be in terms of how he's perceived by the universe, as it were, and how he's been sort of developed and built up to this point, and where that go from here.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. I can't really recall a situation like this. A sort of creative dilemma like this, but I think, and as we'll talk about, I don't think it's as much of a dilemma as we might think or once might have thought it was.
Well, let's start there. What do you mean by that?
So he's a babyface, and he gets serious shoot heel heat from the crowd, hatred.
Well, I'll stop you there. So this is a question. This is not me reading a question. But do you think it's heel heat, or do you think it's go away heat or X-Pac heat?
Well, yes. When I say heel heat, where someone, which we rarely see anymore, because heels, really great heels, they become in this day and age with the smarks become baby faces.
Well, what about the Miz? The Miz, I think, is a really good modern heel that
he gets
booze and but anyway, go ahead.
And people still like him though. You know, people still appreciate.
Yeah, they like to boo him.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's I think that's all the best heels is that you know that we know this is fake. You know, we're not actually like booing these people, but we like to boo the people that are saying and doing the things that we don't like to see. So I think that's what the definition of real heel heat is. And by the way, just your brother is like, you know, it's like claws, it's like nails on a chalkboard every time we're using these terms. So I'm relishing
what?
This. So thank you.
Why?
I you've never noticed that he won't say the word heel or baby face?
What does he say? Hero and villain?
Yeah, I think he says good guy and bad guy. He's a self-loathing wrestling fan.
Never noticed that.
Oh yeah.
He's not that self-loathing because I see what he watches on the network. He doesn't seem to be self-loathing that much.
Yeah, all those old AWA episodes that he's deep diving.
Right. Yeah. He's like halfway through Mid-South full archive. But So I think you got a good point. But now I'm seeing. With Roman, the reaction from the crowd, you're starting, if you really look at the crowd while this is happening, you're seeing smiles on these people's faces. It's become a communal thing. And this weekend, sort of a light bulb went off for me when Kurt Angle was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I missed the whole Kurt Angle era. That's when I was completely tuned out. And his entrance music is the people chant, "You suck, you suck," but it's done in a way that's fun. It's a way for the crowd to come together, and it's like they did at the time. They did that because he was drawing heat, and they wanted to tell him, "You suck." And I start to think now that I see when you look in the faces of the people that are booing Roman, you see, bye. Bye, honey.
she's like, enjoy your carny talk, you freak.
She's walking out the door muttering something about embarrassing.
Yes. She wasn't planning on leaving until we started talking about this.
You know, I'm like, babe, I got a podcast. You might want to leave by 8:15. She's like, no, I'll stick around. yeah, New York Times. I'll read that later, I promise. No, I won't. Dirt sheets or die. So when you look at the faces of the people reacting this way to Roman Reigns, I'm starting to see a little more joy. And they're actually just doing this because it's something to do. It's something we can all join in together and do. And that being said, it's obvious, yes, people are still sick of his push. And just like they were, 2 years ago?
Mm.
And so now is the sort of turning point because he just put kayfabe, ended the career of The Undertaker.
Right.
He's the symbol. He's the guy that – and he can ride that for a while because it's very fresh in our memories. And so people are going to hate him. So now the turning point is where does he go from here? And I wondered that. They opened the show with him on Monday. And on Monday Night Raw, and it was one of my favorite WWE moments in a long time, where he got in that ring and for about 4 minutes, I think, just walked around slowly, just listening to the vitriol and the hate and the chants from the crowd, and his facial expressions were just solemn. He never, you know, he didn't act happy or upset or angry. He just was stoic and just walked around, and he would slowly bring the microphone up. Knowing that when he did that, the boos would get louder. He just really worked that crowd, and just that showed that Roman Reigns, I have a new respect for him as a performer just after that one segment, just because he worked that crowd. And if you listen to if you study this sport or this product for decades, and you listen to the people that know about it and have done it and worked in it, that the main thing that matters is not your work in the ring. It's not even your promo skills. It's what kind of reaction you get from the crowd. That is the most important metric in terms of who's drawing money and who's succeeding in this business. So based on that reaction, which is very unique, that promo, it was like nothing I have seen in recent years. I'm sure that if you go back in the archives, you'll find similar things, and maybe this is just copying it. But I was blown away, and it's a week-to-week thing, but I think that, man, Roman right now is an A+, and he's super over, in my opinion, right now because of the fact that he is able to generate a reaction like that that is that strong.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I love that segment, and I think that you're absolutely right. His timing, the way that he pulled all that off, it was A+. The whole Roman Reigns conundrum for me has always been like, this guy is pretty good. At times he's really good. At certain times he's not so good. But when he's not good, it's almost never directly his fault. It's because he's been given something that he's not a good fit for. I think that, you know, if this was handled correctly, what we saw on Monday would be not Sunday, but Monday. Would be this a tremendous heel turn, you know, but based on the way that he has been booked in the past, I have a feeling that next week he's going to be beating up Jinder Mahal or Kevin Owens or Samoa Joe, one of the Raw heels. And we're in this spot where Triple H in interviews and Roman Reigns have both talked about how
Well, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter who you boo or cheer. You know, it's a new era where the fans decide, and I'm just going to be me. And if you boo me, that's fine. If you cheer me, that's fine. Which is great, but that's not how the rest of the company works. Like, that's not how they booked Seth Rollins and Finn Balor as heroic baby faces beating up on the evil heels on Monday on SmackDown. You have a literal demon swamp guy, you know, making our heroes see worms on the mat. You know, this is a company that consistently perpetuates the traditional face versus heel storytelling dynamic, which, and there's a reason for it, because it works, and that's a simple way to work that crowd. And but to justify this Roman Reigns thing, they're bending over backwards and going into this like deep underlying, like, what does the fans really want to do psychology, when it's all very, very, very simple. If the fans don't like somebody, you give them a reason to not. You really give them. You say, oh, you don't like this? Here's the real reason to not like this. And then you pit them against somebody else that you do like, and then you make money when those two people fight. You know, that's how it has to work.
Yeah, it is. That's the simple.
And hopefully that's how it will work.
That's a simple formula that's worked for so long. But I like it when things are a little complicated and murky. I'm a fan of Roman Reigns. I'm not putting him in the same league as Stone Cold Steve Austin yet at all as a wrestler, as an on mic, as a performer. But I'm starting to see an opportunity here for a performer that can get over with the fans, but without being a clear babyface or clear heel. That sort of
he's a clear heel.
Both.
He's a clear heel. There's no.
But
there's
no, he's being booked as he's not a
baby face, and he
oh,
got
Stone
booed.
Cold. I thought you were talking about Roman. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I am talking about Roman. He retired a fan favorite, like the big, possibly one of the biggest fan favorites of all time, and then he stood in a ring and got booed for 20 minutes. Like, sorry, I don't care. I don't care how you want to complicate it. He's a massive heel.
No, but Stark, you just said that he's being booked as a baby face.
Yeah, and that's the mistake. Like, that's – unless you're going to company-wide do an ECW thing where – even ECW, by the way, had faces and heels. There's just no – look, if you have a storytelling dynamic based on one side versus the other, you have to inject identity into one or the other and let the fans choose. And if you're gonna do that in a complicated and murky way – that's great, and that's wow. That's you're really reaching for something interesting with your pro wrestling narrative. But guess what? You got to do that across the board. And there's nobody on either side that they have to face Roman with that dynamic, except for maybe Brock Lesnar, who you can't categorize that guy either right now. You know,
right?
He's just big and strong, and he hurts people. However, they do pit him against faces and heels. You know, when he was against Goldberg, he was killing superheroes. But
right.
When he was against, he had like a little face run. Oh, when he was against the Wyatts, when they teased that little thing last year, that, you know, the Wyatts were evil,
yeah.
And they were like a pack of wolves on him. So, you know, they're still playing those games, and they're still responding to how the fans to guide it. Which, by the way, this whole freaking everything about this social media that this company pushes is always about how the fans are. You know, we love the fans, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, you have this guy that the fans are rejecting with what I would argue has been X-Pac heat up to this point, which can always be parlayed into real heel heat, but they're not playing by their own rules. And that's my issue.
Well, then let's talk about solutions, you know, because I feel like for two years we've talked about how messed up this is. I'm starting to become optimistic about it after WrestleMania. Believe me, I was confused and a little frustrated as well. And I don't know what's going to happen, but what do you think can get him, Roman Reigns, over with this crowd?
He's over.
Point?
I mean, he's over. He's just over as a heel. And that's
over as a heel.
Yeah, I think you need to accept
that. So he needs to beat up Finn Balor or beat up Seth Rollins. Is that what you're
saying? I don't know if that's necessarily what he needs to do, but
I'll say earlier you said that we're kind of at like this, like we've never been here before. This has happened a number of times. And I'll give you a few examples and how it's worked out well. By the way, this has almost always worked out extremely well. The Rock. The Rock debuted as Rocky Maivia, was a classic white meat baby face, and the fans crapped on him because it was clear that he was getting pushed down their throats, and they booed him and started saying, Rocky sucks, Rocky sucks.
Amazing,
and,
amazing.
And he turned it into The Rock, and he's the biggest star of all time. The you're gonna, as soon as I say this, you're going to throw your cereal bowl across the room. In New Japan, there's a wrestler, Tetsuya Naito, who is currently one of the most over guys on the roster, possibly the most over. And he was pushed down the fans' throat, and in 2013, I believe, was basically he got the right to fight for the world title at the biggest show of the year, and he was getting booed as a babyface. And so the company said, basically, like, all right, we're going to let the fans vote what the main event will be. Will it be this young up-and-comer who's a face and getting booed, or will it be versus the champion, or will it be this kind of classic John Cena, you know, old-time hero versus his opponent, who's going to have the top spot? And the fans, like, overwhelmingly voted in, like, the other guy. And Tetsuya Naito, who's supposed to be, like, the new up-and-coming babyface, got pushed down the card. And then Tetsuya Naito went away. He went to Mexico for a period of time. And when he came back, he was this lackadaisical a-hole that, like, didn't care, that had this swagger, cheated. He got in the ring and, like, delayed everything, you know, like, for, like, 10 minutes before he would, like, take a hit or give a hit. When he finally won the world championship, he threw it in the air and just, like, let it land on the mat and left the ring. And it's just awesome. And he's one of the best characters there, and he's amazing. So that's a clear template for what you could do with Roman. And then in terms of so I think that's the direction you go, is you don't necessarily have him next week come out beating up faces. But, yeah, I think first of all, here's what I would do. Make him go away. What if we didn't see him for, like, 2 weeks, you know, and then he comes out and opens a Raw. And just does basically the same thing. And we have this mystique about Roman where it's like, man, what is going on with this guy? He knows the fans hate him. He knows he's persona non grata because he ended the Undertaker's career, and he seems to be drinking it in. And then, yeah, maybe you have a Kurt Angle or Sami Zayn or some kind of pretty beloved fan favorite confront him and say, you know, this isn't the best way to act. And then you go from there. I do think that stylistically he needs a change. I think you have to separate him from the Shield a little bit. And I think a great example for that would be the Usos, who just turned on SmackDown several months ago and who have this awesome style about them. They have this badass theme song, and they have this swagger where they're just like, they don't care. They don't care, and they're bad, and they cheat, and they don't care. And I feel like You get them in Roman's corner, and you give him a little bit of that rub. You make him lose the Superman chest shield and take away the Shield music and let him be himself. And that's kind of where I'm surprised we haven't brought this up yet. I just listened to the Jericho interview with Roman Reigns. And that guy, that's the guy that you hear in that interview, is not at all the, you know, overcome everything babyface that we've gotten on TV for the last few years. The guy that I listened to on that podcast, I'll tell you who he reminded me of. He reminded me of Kevin Smith, the filmmaker. I mean, of just this guy who's, like, so laid back and just enjoys what he does and enjoys his friends. And I feel like there's a swagger and a lackadaisical menace that you could totally go with.
Yeah.
That you would never have before.
Yeah, there's a street in that interview, which I highly recommend listening to.
Yeah, it's great.
Was awesome. So there is this, like, sort of mischievous side to him.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to get drunk with the Uso buddies, and, you know, he's actually sort of been down on his luck, you know, and having to build office cubicles and stuff. Didn't make it in the NFL. So he's got he's harboring a little bit of angst and anger, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
So I agree. I think that's a great idea. I don't know if we're going to be able to take the chest shield away for medical reasons. But like, at least
Rock,
not na- not now.
Now.
The Rock,
yeah, what? The Rock dealt with the similar body type issues that Vince may have with him. Yeah,
right.
I don't know. I'd say lean into it, you know. Let him be who he is. And I feel like the closest we've come to who Roman Reigns truly is in the ring is his match with Brock Lesnar, which they discuss in pretty good detail on that Jericho podcast, where he's just, he doesn't care what anybody thinks, and he's getting beat up, but he kind of likes it, you know? And I feel like over time, I'm not saying he needs to be the biggest heel of all time. I'm not saying Roman Reigns needs to be the Triple H of his generation. I'm just saying that right now, the best way to, the way you're going to make the most money is to get some measure out of letting people guilt-free enjoy booing Roman Reigns and then getting a payday out of when he gets in the ring with AJ Styles, you know, who's right now, I would say, the biggest babyface in the company. Again,
yep,
and they have a history. Yeah, just like
yeah,
that.
Something surprising, something shocking is going to have to happen. It's sort of like on Monday night, it was sort of like it was like a tea kettle that's just starting to boil, and now we got to have that thing start screeching to where something's got to give, and he's got to do something that shows the audience that Roman Reigns is dangerous, that he's a threat, it's got to be some sort of surprising violence. I don't know if that's against a heel you wouldn't expect, or if it's against a babyface, or if it's against a McMahon. Or a general manager to disrespect authority. It's got to be, but we need something to make people say, "Wow, I this guy isn't who I thought he was."
Yeah, I think the realest he's ever been was in the ring with Brock Lesnar, and I feel like the most over he's ever been in terms of babyface heat is when he Superman punched Vince McMahon. But I think that says way more about who Vince McMahon is than who Roman Reigns is. But yeah, I agree with you that this needs to be violence. And the only thing is, I don't think you can pit him against the heel because there's not a heel that's over enough to overcome, you know, this hatred for him. And I feel like he did that for the last 2 years. He took heels to this uncomfortable place. You know, he like messed up Rusev's wedding for no reason, and then like choked Rusev out with a chain. And like he was doing that thing where it's like, oh, okay, you're making everybody kind of squirm with how much you're beating these guys up. And it just made us hate him more, you know? It doesn't make him look like a badass. It makes makes him look like a guy who got told by Vince to go out there and beat up the bad guy real good. And guess what? I mean, that's another side of this, of Monday, that's just fascinating. Is I think – I'm probably missing something major. But I think that whenever Vince came out, and the fans started booing Roman or chanting about how Roman sucks.
Yeah.
That may be the first time in WWE history that except for maybe like the Montreal Screwjob or something like that, that the fans were actually screaming at the booker, you know, at the guy that writes these things about something that's not at all, has nothing to do with what's going on in the ring. You know, it's not like Vince came out to address a Roman situation. It's
right.
Like he's the writer of the show.
Vince's segment became a Reddit AMA.
Yeah,
a live Reddit AMA right there.
Yeah, it's like if like the Talking Dead or something became you know, somebody complaining about whoever died that week. So yeah, I feel like that's, you know, I don't think that's a good thing, by the way. I think if you're getting to the fans to the point where they're so disinvested in the fake stories that they're engaging with the real stories, you're doing something seriously wrong. And if that's the cachet that you want of fans getting worked up about what's really going on behind the scenes, then you're in Vince Russo territory, and you're making those fake fights that you make money off of matter far less. And I think that's at the end of the day, that's what I want out of this. You know, I don't want to boo Roman as a babyface. I don't want to hate him. I don't think I should, because like we've talked about, I think he's super talented. I think he got a little bit too much, a little bit too early, but that's, none of that stuff is his fault. And I think that he's worked an awful hard, you know, to earn the spot that he got put in. But at the end of the day, I just want to see I just want to look forward to two guys getting in the ring and fighting. And right now, there's not any opponents for Reigns that I'm really interested in seeing him fight. I know that they want me to be excited about another Brock Lesnar match, but the only reason I want to see that is to see Roman get smeared again. But I feel like with a little bit of work, they could get me invested in a Roman Reigns versus Shane McMahon match. You know, I think, or another AJ Styles match. Or I think, here's what I think they should be aiming towards, is John Cena versus Roman Reigns in New Orleans at the next WrestleMania, with Roman Reigns as the heel champion going in.
And
John Cena as kind of the grizzled veteran, kind of having to take his last stand, you know. I think that's your biggest money match that you have right now, unless you're going with, like, you know, The Rock versus Brock Lesnar or something like that. And I think The Rock versus Roman Reigns, I mean, good Lord, if you keep parlaying this everybody hates Roman thing for a few years, imagine the money that you're going to draw with that. So I think that, but nobody's going to cheer Roman Reigns against The Rock, you know.
The Rock would be saying, like, don't make me do this. But Roman insists, you know, that it must be done.
Yeah,
I love exactly. that. That could be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what? After somebody is a heel for a long time, they become a babyface. So after you have Roman headline WrestleMania a few times as a heel, you let him go away for 3 months, and when he comes back and his music hits, everybody will love him. I mean, it's just we look at The Undertaker, you know? I mean, he was both throughout his career. And the thing that we ended up loving the most was that he was there for us. You know, there's a consistency there. And going back to the Kurt Angle thing, it's when those You Suck chants started, which started in like 2002, those started when he was getting real heel heat. I mean, he was pitted against baby faces and it was working. And then the reason they're doing it now is because they miss him. And so eventually, I think eventually you'll get there. But right now, I think it's just because they're sick of seeing Roman.
I would also love to see them try to make Roman walk through the crowd at the height of this heel heat. I like your John Cena booking for WrestleMania 34, but if that's going to happen, Roman's going to need to work out.
Wow. Yeah, he's got a Chris Pratt thing going right now.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, man, this is a great conversation, and it's an amazing story that we got going on here. I'm fascinated. I'm going to tune in on Monday because I want to see what happens. And that is, as we say all the time, that is what determines whether or not the product is in good shape. And I think, you know, that being the message, there are lots of things wrong with it right now. We know we can do a whole episode on Bray Wyatt, but this aspect of it has got me tuning in for sure and reading the sheets and everything. So I'm excited about what's going to happen next Monday.
Yeah, I'm more excited about other things in the company. I'm more excited about Styles and about the potential swaps, you know, the roster swaps and you know, what they're going to do with Balor and Rollins. I'm more interested in those things because I don't have a lot of faith that they're going to really change the drumbeat on Roman. But, obviously I talked about it for 40 minutes with you. So I'm definitely invested and interested. So whatever happens next is going to get a reaction, that's for sure.
All right, man. Well, great talking to you, and we'll catch your ass down the road.
They're giving me the go-home cue.
Rammer Slammer is produced and edited by Ben Flanagan for the Alabama Media Group and AL.com. Find us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter @RammerSlammer. Thanks for listening.